Good morning, everyone. My name is Nadia B. I'm grateful every
Nadia, did we lose you? Nadia, did we lose you? Hang on, folks. We're going to wait for Nadia to come back.
I am so sorry, you guys. Here I am.
Yeah, you are. Okay, we could just start again. That'd be good.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a vision for you big book study. My name is Nadia B. I'm a gratefully recovered compulsive overeater. Today we are reading from the big book, and we are on page 90. Oh, I'm sorry, I lost my place here. I lost my note here, you guys. Just a second. Page 80. I'm so sorry. Give me 1 minute. We're on page 90, first paragraph, when you discover a prospect for Alcoholics Anonymous, and we'll be reading that one paragraph. Today's readers are Julie E.B., reading page 164, Jordan L., our first reader, Barbara W. is our backup, Alice G. is going to be a newcomer, Linda B., and Jordan L., and Joanne L. Overeaters Anonymous Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for membership. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors, and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, AOA, Fifth Tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. A vision for you big book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Now I will ask Linda B. to read the 12 steps, please.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Linda B., compulsive overeater from Ontario, Canada. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. We're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continue to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, and promptly admitted it. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we try to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. And thank you for allowing me to be of service this morning, and I will pass.
Thank you so much, Linda B. Joanne L., would you please read 12 traditions?
Good morning, Nadia. There's a saying, and it goes like this: if God leads you to it, he'll see you through it. So thank you for jumping in at the last minute. My name is Joanne L. I am from Rhode Island, and I am a compulsive overeater. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for letting me do service, and I pass.
Thank you, Joanne L. To those who would like to listen to recorded meetings, share ID for Thursday, October 7, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting is 17886. And for Friday, October 8, today, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, we'll get that a little bit later. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we're discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderator is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, please press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book on page 89, the third paragraph. Page 90, the first paragraph. And I will ask Jordan L. to please get us started.
Awesome. Thank you, Nadia. my name is Jordan L. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Gunnison, Colorado. Very grateful to be abstinent and on a meeting with my fellows this morning and friends in Overeaters Anonymous. So when you discover a prospect for Alcoholics Anonymous, find out all you can about him. If he does not want to stop drinking, don't waste time to persuade him. You may spoil a later opportunity. This advice is given for his family also. They should be patient, realizing they are dealing with a sick person. So I guess first I want to say, when I started sponsoring, I was really excited. I hear people talk about being scared or nervous, and I definitely felt those things too. But I was so excited. I had found an answer here. I found an answer for something that had really altered my life in a huge way. I started compulsively overeating at a pretty young age, and I started gaining weight as a young adult, as a teenager, as like 12 and 13 years old, you know? so I really... This really changed the course of my life, this disease. It would have been, it really took away a lot of opportunities and a lot of things that meant a lot to me, and presented a lot of challenges and barriers. The weight, the excess weight that I carried around, presented a lot of barriers. So when I started sponsoring, when I reached a normal body weight and maintained it and have ever since, and I started sponsoring, and I started telling people about my experience with this, I was so excited. I was so excited to have a solution for this, you know, like have a solution for compulsive overeating. My problem had been solved. I really leaned into these directions. Find out all you can about him. I was very much in a place of like learning, and still am today. It's not my job to tell people what to do. It's telling me right here. It's my job to learn all I can about this person, to understand how it is that I could be helpful. You know. And part of my 10th step is growing in understanding and effectiveness. And I think that's with people in general too, right? And so I started to understand how it was that I could serve other people, and how it was that I couldn't serve other people too, you know? Because the next direction here, don't waste your time trying to persuade him. It's not my job to convince anyone of what it is that I found in this book. No one could have convinced me. So when I came in and I started reading about the 12 steps in the book, Alcoholics Anonymous, no one could have convinced me of the things that I was reading here. I was convinced of them simply because I knew they were true out of my own experience. So that's what I do. I present this to other compulsive overeaters to see if they can say the same, that the things that they read here in this book are true out of their own experience, you know? So I don't need to convince anyone of anything here. I just present my experience. I present what it is that we do here in practicing the 12 steps. And folks either pick it up and they get excited too, or they don't, and that's okay. With that, I'll pass. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Jordan L. Now we'll just take a few names. Who would like to share on this paragraph, on page 90, first paragraph?
Wendy B.
Wendy B.
Jenna
A, I think.
Janice K.
Janice K. Got
Thank
it.
You.
Who else?
Kara L.
Kara L. Anybody else?
Did you get Lisa J.R.?
Lisa J.R. Got you on. This is who I have. Wendy B., Janice
Robin
K.
Robin B. Robin T.
Got you, Robin. Robin
Donna T.
Donna D.
Thank you.
Okay. I think we have six now. We'll go with that. So Janice K., Tara L., Lisa J.R., Robin P., and Donna D. Wendy B., please get us started here.
Good morning. This is Wendy B., recovered in Arizona. And the line where it says, if he does not want to stop drinking, don't waste time trying to persuade him. You may spoil a later opportunity. And, you know, I've had to work a strong Al-Anon program in order to stop trying to persuade people. And, you know, part of our 11th tradition, that it's a program of a public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion comes to mind. And, you know, God gave us each the right of choice, you know, we all know from personal experience that no one could persuade us, you know, before we were ready to make that choice, you know, on our own. And we had to get desperate enough, you know, the pain of being in our substance had to be so unbearable that we became willing to go through the pain to give it up. And, you know, so I get to allow other people that process too. I get to allow them, you know, to face the consequences of their choices without my interference, you know. And if I'm trying to influence my husband's choices, you know, trying to nag and direct him, you know, he's just so busy being on the defensive, you know, that he blames me for his discomfort. And he turns even more to his substance. And it's a beautiful thing when I can be neutral and detached around his choices, you know, when I can leave the convicting in God's hands where it belongs and keep my mouth shut. You know, he may or may not, you know, ever find recovery. And I get to be okay with that. You know, God's in control of his path and gets to direct his choices. And that's all I have. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Wendy B. Janice K., you up next, please. Janice, start one to unmute.
Okay. Thank you so much. My thanks to one of the speakers, the one who said, if God leads you to it, he'll see you through it. I love a bit of poetry in the morning. So here's my little piece. My candle burns at both ends. It will not last the night. But oh, my friends and oh, my foes, it sheds a lovely light. So I am very grateful because I feel that I have been offered the chance to be a lovely light for others at the end of my life. I'm 71. When you hit that age, I realize I have more. I have way more yesterdays than I do tomorrows. And that's just the way of it. But I have my higher power walking with me. And if God leads me to it, he'll see me through it. And I have the chance to practice my program to attract others, to show them the way and the way out. I don't think anyone wants to live in the anguish, sorrow, and self-loathing of compulsive eating. I think all compulsive people want a way out. It's a very expensive way. It takes, oh my goodness, it takes a lot sometimes. But if God leads you to it, he'll see you through it. Or she, or it, or they. However, whatever your conception needs. And don't be, I got a wow from a doctor last time I went in for a physical. They looked back 2 years to see my progress, and I got a wow from a doctor. So I'm like, yay, God, because I know who's responsible for this. I knew who won me the yay, the wow. So thank you for listening, and I pass.
Thank you, Janice K. Kara L., you're up next.
Thank you, Nadia. This is Kara L., recovered compulsive overeater from Long Beach, California. Oh, so many good shares already today, and I love that we have a whole chapter that tells me how to work with the new person, tells me how to be, you know, to work with others, because I need those directions. My best thoughts, my best plan, my best diet, my best everything got me compulsively overeating with my life unmanageable. So today, I'm glad that there's a text that tells me how to do it. And I got to connect with my higher power and say, God, I don't know. Please give me intuitive thought, inspiration, decision. And I love the way it's this paragraph says, you know, don't push. You might spoil an opportunity later. You know, early on in my recovery, my first sponsor said to me, you might be the only big book someone sees. And it reminds me today that how I am I compassionate? Am I loving? Am I kind? Am I an attraction? Right? Am I open and honest about my recovery? You know, if people are interested, so that they know that I'm approachable when they're in need. Right. And I've been blessed that people have approached me and said, you know, I notice A, B, and C, you know, and it's an opportunity, an open door that I can give some information and then step back and then listen to them and remind myself. Sometimes I'm not such a good listener. So this line reminds me, you know, find out all I can about them. Right. So I say in my head, I mentally say this is your turn to listen. And then I can say, higher power, how can I be of service in this moment? Please give me an intuitive thought, inspiration, or decision. And things just seem to go so much more smoothly. I'm looking forward to the further shares. Thank you, everybody, for giving service on this meeting. With that, I pass.
Thank you, Kara L. Lisa J.R., you're up next, followed by Robin T.
Good morning. This is Lisa J.R. from outside Baltimore, Maryland. Thank you for your service, and thank you, everybody, on the line so far. I love what was shared earlier about the tradition, the program of attraction. So, you know, this is a template for sponsoring, and it's a beautiful template. And we learn as we go through sponsees how to make it, to give that ideal, that boundary for ourselves and for them to keep us both safe. So it's beautiful because, you know, we get to know as much as we can by initially reading. And I've learned the hard way when I begin to work with people that, hey, you know, let's read the doctor's opinion together. And if we want to go on, and if you are feeling that you are indeed a compulsive overeater, let's go on by all means. And oftentimes people will pump the brakes, and it gives them a graceful way out to go out and do some more, research and development on the disease. And so we get to learn from folks. We get to stay green. And we hold the lantern over the text, and we get to relearn this material over and over again. Because personally, I'm a little dense. It takes me many readings of the book to gain understanding, and I learn something new every time. It's amazing. But I definitely am not going to be able to have a step one experience for the people that I'm talking to. That is a personal thing. And if they don't have a step one experience, then it's going to be half measures for them. So I love that I have clear and definite boundaries about how sponsorship looks. And, you know, I've learned things for myself, and I learned from other mature long timers that tell me, you know, yeah, the, you know, if I hit a wall, I can talk to people. They can help me. They can give me their experience, strength, and hope. And I get to know others by listening, but by doing the work with them, because much is revealed as they comment on these pages, especially the doctor's opinion about how they're, where they're at. So thanks for letting me share with that. I'll pass.
Thank you, Lisa Jr. Robin P., you're up next, followed by Donna P.
Hi, thanks so much. This is Robin P. I'm a very grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Costa Rica. And thank you so much, Nadia, for jumping in. Wow, that was awesome. And for everybody participating on this meeting. I love the shares and love hearing all the voices. And, you know, when I started working the steps, my sponsor asked me, my first sponsor asked me, are you willing to go to any lengths to recover? And I said wholeheartedly, yes, I was done. And so I ask that of people, and I'm always sad when somebody, you know, and I say, just take a day to pray about it and see, you know, if you're not sure, you know, if there's not a hearty yes, you know, just pray about it for a day and get back to me. And a couple of days ago, you know, because I am sponsoring, and even though I'm in Costa Rica, it's a free call and it's free texting, it's a U.S. line. So, you know, so somebody was referred to me who was looking for a sponsor, and I just said, hey, this is the one question, you know, that my sponsor asked me, and I asked people, are you willing to go to any lengths to recover, you know, like make calls, do anything instead of picking up the food, you know, pick up the phone instead of the food, and, you know, go through the steps and then sponsor other people when you're done with the steps. It's not anything weird. It's just, you know, and, and she said, you know, I wish I could say yes. And I thought, oh, wow. And the thing that I've learned, you know, and I was reading Step 7 today, and it was talking about how it's really about growing in humility, that we have to keep growing in humility. That's the spiritual foundation of our recovery and the program. And I thought it, before I used to feel like I could, you know, help and put, and I wanted it more than they wanted it. And they could, you know, carry the message, but don't carry them. The person, you know, and I've had to learn that, you know, I can pray for them, and I can, you know, and I just say, just pray to hit bottom, and you can call me anytime, you know, and because the best thing that can happen is that someone hits bottom, so they're willing to go to any lengths to recover, and that's been my experience, strength, and hope, and it's really humbling, because I've sponsored people where I tried, you know, and, you know, I just couldn't carry them. And I wasn't supposed to, because they have a God and it isn't me. And so I just get to be a fellow messenger away and share my experience, strength, and hope and learn more about them and do the best I can to be an instrument of peace. And I ask God every day to think, act, and speak blessedly, wonderfully, perfectly through me. Like just that I get out of the way and God lives through me and shines his light through me. And so that's all I can do. It's not about me. I just get to be a messenger. So, and, you know, live a recovered life. So God bless everybody with a really blessed abstinent day. Thanks so much. God bless you all.
Thank you, Robin P. Donna P., I think, or D., it's your turn, and then we'll take some more names.
Thank you so much. This is Donna B., as in boy. I spell my name D-A-N-A, but it's pronounced Donna. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater and bulimic from Denver, Colorado. Find out all you can about him. One of the first exercises that I give to a potential sponsor, Ree, is to write their entire history with food, with weight, with exercise, with substances that may have been used to control weight, just everything. So it's an opportunity for me to hear their story from their perspective, but it's also an opportunity for them to look at themselves. And I often find that when a potential sponsee completes this assignment, she's surprised. to see how pervasive and intrusive the disease really has been over the course of her entire lifetime. So that part of finding out as much as I can before we work together is as important for me as it is, I think, for the sponsee. It's the beginning of step one. It's the beginning of revealing to me and to themselves deeply and honestly and rigorously about how this disease has really shown up in her life, and in the process I can also share how the disease has shown up in my life. Not wasting your time on someone, that's really hard, and I think that that comes with time, with practice, with experience, with faith in God and the program. It's still occasionally hard for me not to take it personally when somebody walks away from the program. When I've spent the time to hear their story, to share my story, to talk about the promises and the miracles of the program, and I too ask, like, are you willing to go to any lengths? And they say, no, this isn't for me. I don't think I'm a real compulsive overeater. I don't think this program will work for me. I don't think you're the right person for me. I'm human. And I still occasionally take it personally. And I do a 10-step and I share it with a fellow recovered person and move on to the next person. So there are plenty of people who would benefit and who want what I have to offer.
Single time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Donna D. We are studying paragraph 1 on page 90 that starts with when you discover a prospect. Who else would like to share on this paragraph?
Julie E.B.
Julie E.B.
Larry G.
Larry G. Let's start with you, too. Julie B., please go ahead.
Hi, this is Julie, gratefully recovered in Colorado Springs. I just really appreciate this paragraph and the whole concept of a prospect. This is something that I was taught, and to just kind of regard folks as prospects, and I typically regard folks as prospects until we've gotten through the forewords, we've set the, you know, they've named their abstinent foods, ingredients, behaviors, and have a food plan, not of their own making, and have moved through. We've read sort of the preface and forwards together and getting a bit of a clear brain, and you know, that could be 2 days or that could be a week. But once we've got through the doctor's opinion together, you know, it's just kind of a distinction. That way, I might have several prospects that would lead to someone being a sponsee. And this helps me with the spirit of this paragraph. This is not instruction per se in this paragraph, but just regarding someone as a prospect. And by that, I don't mean that lightly. I mean as someone that I can help and find out all I can about them. So it's not about persuading. Many people tried to persuade me, you know. You would think that 42 years old, 10 years ago, dying, bedbound, 6 medical specialists, you know, 300 pounds, you would think that would be persuasive. But there was no persuading me. So the same advice for the family and for me is patience, realizing I'm dealing with a sick person. And for this, I really like a 12-step resource on detachment, a great PDF. You know, that I'm not creating a crisis, not of my own making. neither am I preventing a crisis. And so detaching with love is a concept that I see in practice here. And discovering about this person, but it's not my life. It's not my timing. I don't know when they need the last bite. I don't know what God will do with the next bite, or when they'll have the last thought, the grouch, the brainstorm, or when they'll have a higher power that they can trust. There's many good reasons that folks don't know how to trust a higher power. I had many, and so do many others. So I'm just here to find out what I can, and encourage families to do the same, and to try to be of service with the next right thought or action. Thanks for letting me share, and I pass.
Thank you, Julie B. Larry G., you're up next.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Larry G. from California. Wow, the reader hit the ball out of the park this morning. Thank you so much for starting us off. Just laid it online. And I, too, came in this program in May of 2020 with no fear. I had the fear was beaten out of me. I was so excited when I came to my first visions meeting. I just couldn't wait to get started. I'm still excited today to start my weekend by attending a visions meeting. I think a prerequisite for every 12-step program is to go to Al-Anon. I really do. I think going to Al-Anon is a prerequisite for every program I'm in, because it teaches me, you know, how to mind my own business and detach with love. And that's something that is not in our nature, or at least it's not my nature. And I'm married to a woman who has got 30 plus years in Al-Anon. It saved our marriage in the early days. And I've learned how to, learn how to stay on my side of the street better. Let's just put it that way. I am honored to be a sponsor, someone that will agree to work with me. I mean, that's an honor. And I love the way we do it here. We don't have these long, well, I shouldn't say it, but from the folks that I've worked with, long-term vision people in this program, we don't have these long-term exercises. Our program is modeled around the first 100. I love that. Bill was really influenced by the Oxford group. They only had 4 propositions. Bill came up with 12. Their proposition 3 was restitution. Bill came up with 7 and 8, or 8 and 9. And I love it that they took men and women through the propositions as fast as they could, because there wasn't very many sober people, Alcoholics Anonymous, then, and they had a duty to help every drunk who came to the door. And I love the fact that we do it this way. My first sponsor, when I first came to Vision, we went through steps very quickly. They would sometimes take me a year and a half, and my former experience in face-to-face meetings. At one time, took me 2 or 3 months to do a 6-step. I had to write on 100 different character defects. And while I was writing on those 100 defects for 3 months, there was compulsive eaters out there suffering who needed to be sponsored. And I love the fact that we do it as quickly as possible. And the reason is because I'm not this long-term advisor in your life. I'm there to guide you through the steps as quickly as possible. It's like me to commence working with others, because we have a lot of people coming on this call, like myself, who need help, need to go through the steps, and to get to the steps to have that that freedom from obsession is just unbelievable. And today, I am completely free. I haven't had the obsession to even eat a drop of my alcoholic foods or compulsive overeat since May. 2020, and I can't explain that, but I do like the way that we work the steps on this program. And I hope that if there's anyone out there this morning who doesn't have a sponsor, stay at the end of this call and find one and start your recovery now. Thank you. I pass.
Thank you, Larry G. Anyone else would like to comment on paragraph 1 on page 90?
Barbara W. from Indiana?
I heard someone, W, and someone from Indiana.
Kathleen K. W.
Barbara W.
Caitlin. Barbara W. And then Caitlin.
Kathleen W.
And Debbie P.
Debbie P. Here's who I have. Barbara W., Caitlin, Debbie P. Who did I miss?
Kathleen W.
Kathleen W. Okay. Barbara W., Caitlin W., Debbie P. I think that's all. Correct me if I'm wrong. Okay. Barbara W., please go ahead.
Thank you. This is Barbara W., compulsive overeater and recovered in Olympia, Washington. What stands out for me is at one time I sponsored someone who actually became a good friend because he discovered a family connection. And we went through the 12 steps and everything, and one time I got an email that said, I'm going to step back and go with other groups in my community. She was in a farming community. And at the time, it was just like, why now? We're just on a roll. She was doing so well. And part of me went into fear. I realized at one time, I finally realized that, hold it, it wasn't up to me to decide what path she was going to take. And it was important that we were all given the freedom of choice. And if I realized also that I had put way too much stock in our friendship, and that told me that I had crossed the line, that sponsoring wasn't about forever I'm your sponsor. It was about how much can I reveal through God, my higher power, through me to her. And to her, it had been enough. And I had to respect that. And like I said, I agree with the 11th tradition. It's attraction rather than promotion. And she had gotten what she needed, and she needed to move on. And I had to let go and let God and surrender the whole process. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Barbara W. Caitlin W., you're up next, and I'll be Debbie.
Hello, I'm Kathleen W. Can you hear me?
Kathleen. Yes, I can.
I just wanted to take my seat today, claim my seat today. I haven't spoken or shared in a while, and so I just wanted to claim my seat. I do appreciate the other shares. I've been sponsoring in another program for many, many years, and I've had some sponsees in this program, but you know, I wasn't entirely abstinent myself, and so the sponsoring, I could only do so much really with sponsees, and since September 24th, I've been entirely abstinent in this program, and started sponsoring. And I was so shaky doing it. I didn't feel the confidence. I didn't come in with a lot of confidence. And I, you know, I've got a message and I've got this to share with another person. I just did it because I knew that I needed to do 12-step work in order for me to stay sober myself. And on that premise, I went forward. And, you know, for me, so I was new in sponsoring, you know, in OA, and in this particular experience of mine, it was new. And so I went, you know, was shaking. It was okay, because now I have to rely upon God more than upon my own ego and what I have to share and how I'm going to change this person. I just have to very humbly say, God, put the words in my mouth. Help me to listen. Help me to speak whatever your message is to this person, whatever's going to help them. And I've had to overcome my own feelings of inadequacy in sponsoring people in this program. Sometimes the sponsees, I feel, have more education or more intelligent than I am. And I've had to overcome that kind of ego comparison thing and just say, well, they've come to me for help. I must have something. God, just help me to share whatever you have for them, what you have for them, not what I have for them. And so with that, I just, you know, it helps me. And I need to learn. I need to learn how to sponsor in this program. And thank God, I'm so glad we have this chapter and people have shared what they've shared, because it certainly has is helping me to know how to sponsor people in this program. So that's all I have, and I'll pass with that. Thank you so much for your help.
Thank you, Kathleen W. Debbie P., you're up next.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Debbie P. I'm a gratefully recovered compulsive overeater in Indiana. I haven't been able to be on this week, and boy, have I missed this meeting. So I'm glad to have the opportunity to share today. And I think from my experience, and also in another 12-step program, I've had a lot of people ask me to sponsor them, but not a lot of people follow through with that after they ask. And regardless of what the reason is, I just try to help them. I try to reach out to them. I try to share my experience, strength, and hope with them. But ultimately, it's their program, and they have a path, and I can only hope that a seed has been planted for when they are ready. And from that standpoint, then, I don't waste time trying to persuade others to do what I've done. And also for families, if anybody asks me my opinion, I actually give them my experience, strength, and hope rather than my opinion or advice. I try to make it obvious that it's not advice. It's just what I've gone through, and everyone has to get to their point of letting go, I guess, at their own time, their own time, I guess, when their higher power thinks that they're ready, because it took me a long time. I've been coming back for a lot of years and just have almost 6 months abstinent now. So anyway, I think that's all I have today. Thank you for letting me share, and thank you for your service.
Thank you, Debbie P. We have about 2 minutes. Would anybody like to take it?
Hi, it's Janice.
And Michelle
Kay
E.
in Charleston.
Hi, Janice. Go ahead, please.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you all so much for everybody sharing. What I've learned, and I'm still learning, is that the book, Big Book, has the answers. And the program is progress, not perfection. None of us are perfect, sponsors or sponsorees. But if we work together, when we do for others, we feel better about ourselves. And sharing is the way to do it. And listening to everybody share, it gives inspiration, and no two sponsors do things just alike. So join the club and just get a sponsor. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Janice. Perfect ending to this wonderful meeting. Thank you so much for all that served and shared. I'll close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Well, Julie E.B., please read a vision for you. Our book is meant to be suggestive only until keep you until then.
This is Julie E.B., gratefully recovered in Colorado Springs. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny.